No. It wasn't until actually. So, I went to after I graduated from high school, I went to UBC, and then did engineering out there. So, it wasn't until I guess maybe my it was a 5-year program out there at that time, and so I guess starting my third year, I got a summer job at an engineering firm doing drafting and whatnot. So it was probably the first. Because my dad, at that time he thought, it'd be good to see if, this is a field you've chosen and, whatnot, you should start looking around. So I was successful. I think it was in Burnaby too. I can't remember, a small little electrical consulting company in Burnaby, and I got on as a sort of a junior draft. I did a lot of the drawings up for some of the projects that they were bidding on and whatnot. So that was my third and fourth year engineering was sort of my first years that I actually did I didn't work on the farm on those two years. Otherwise, all the summers and whatnot were pretty much. My dad did pay us a good allowance as well for wasn't just done for free kind of thing. So we were, both of us were. My brother and I didn't hurt for money. We did well, so I think anyway, okay. Comparatively, yeah.
So you actually got the allowance?
Oh yeah.
What did you spend it on?
Oh, everything from comic books to candy to actually, both my brother and I were model. We liked to build models and collect models and build them, little plastic models and ships and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We had quite a collection of them. Same thing that most kids did, comic books, baseball cards, that kind of stuff. I got interested in actually model airplanes, flying RC controlled, radio controlled model airplanes, and that took up some of my savings and whatnot. So he was interested. He actually bought a because brought up on a farm, it was interesting, or we had lots of space, so my brother got interested in motorbikes and whatnot, and he had a couple of motorbikes, not anything big, but good size, I guess the last one I remember he had was about a 650 Honda or something like that. It's a fairly good size, street bike, so he got into motorbikes, and then I guess as after 16, age 16, we got interested in cars, so we bought, had cars. But, cars of those days, although I guess comparatively, I remember the first car I bought was a 1967 Mustang, and it cost $3,250, and I had $1,500 of my own savings, and I floated along with my dad for the rest of it, so... money wasn't abundant then either, but things didn't cost as much either, the thing that a brand new car was only $3,200 at that time, so.
Yeah. Okay. What was it like growing up in Burnaby, taking into consideration your friends and the community that you were a part of?
It was good. When I had time, or actually a lot of my friends, they knew that I was busy on the farm. They came down and they would come down on a regular basis and visit me on the farm. And they were all sometimes they'd stay for supper and whatnot. So I had a lot of good close friends. My brother and I were about 2 years apart, so he had his own, so we didn't share friends or anything like that, and so I had my close, I think I chummed around with maybe a group of about 6 to 8 guys. A lot of them were, as I said, from the, they were all part of the school band at the time, and I guess, movies, went to, movies with my chums, and when we did have spare times and whatnot, we used to make lots of, my friends are into cars and whatnot on a very regular basis. We used to go down on weekends, go down to Arlington, the speedway down at Arlington, and watch the drag races and go out to Mission. Mission Raceways had you know, stock cars racing out there, and so we used to go out there with my chums. So yeah, cars were kind of at that time a big interest for myself and all my friends. And I don't think we were missing anything. I don't think although it was. Because, you know, you're always part of a family business, is always busy, you know. There were more often than not, you know, disappointment, because my friends would always come down and say, hey, we're heading off here or there, you know, because they'd always stop in before they headed off. And so a lot of times I was somewhat disappointed because, there was pressing orders and at that time I checked with Dad and, you know, I mean, a lot of times, you know, when he thought he could do, you know, it was okay for to go, but a lot of times when things were tight, you know, that's just part of the growing up. But often enough, you know, as I said, I had a very good close group of friends that I grew up with, and I think they knowing that I had a family business and whatnot, they kind of took care of me as well. You know, they always sort of checked in to see if I could go and whatnot. So at least I said that.
Okay. Was your family involved in church activities or any other organized kind of groups?
No, not so much. My family, if we had a religion, it was sort of a watered down version of Buddha, you know, sort of a Buddhist type of, so we didn't go to any of that. Although on Sundays up until I guess we were into our teens, we went to Sunday school. There was a Sunday school or a little church at the end of Joffrey. There was a little church there that, you know, they had a little bus that went around the various they used to also come down Burn Road as well and pick up all the kids and whatnot that wanted to go to Sunday school. So went to Sunday school so I kind of had an interesting kind of religious exposure, you know. As I said, my dad was born here. He was born in Cranbrook, actually, but my mom's from the old country, so my from China, southern China, and so my mom had more Buddhist type of religious beliefs. My dad, you know, just from his upbringing, really didn't have any kind of whatnot. And so, like I said, so I had that from my mom, and I went to Sunday school for up until we were all 16 or so, anyway. So.
Do anything else with that group? Did they have like picnics?
Yeah, yeah. After the church service and whatnot, they'd have picnics or they'd have field trips or something like that. And so when we were young, I remember going down with them to Birch Bay one year. That was an interesting trip on their rickety old bus. It was interesting. Yeah, that was at the far end of Burnaby, like right over to the west side. And the kids that went to Sunday school, I didn't see on a regular, and I didn't go to school with them either. So it was interesting. So I sort of had a group of sort of friends, if you want to call it that, you know, from that group I only saw on Sundays. So it was interesting.
Were you involved in any organized sports?
No, nothing much. Just through high school. I was sort of always a big kid for my at the time anyway. So I got into wrestling. So I did a little bit of extramural wrestling, and I did football. High school football. Was that at South? Maybe at South for a year, and I kind of banged up my knee, so only lasted a year. So yeah, a few things. And then, as I said, the school band was probably the biggest activity because of the amount of number of practices. And was at least two early morning practices and maybe even a couple after school practices. And then interspersed with that were concerts. At least twice a year they had field trips. We were going down to Oregon one year. We went to up to Prince George one year, and so there was there were lots of we would get have some kind of arrangement with school bands that were in those cities that we would do an exchange billet kind of a thing. So they'd come down, and so we would stay in the homes of the school kids from that band and so on. So once or twice a year we'd have field trips, and so there was lots of other things like bottle drive, so we'd have to raise money to pay for some of the, you were billeted there, but the cost of the transport and whatnot. So there was bottle drives, paper drives, and those kinds of things that you had to do as well. So
that was all organized through the school?
Yeah, it's all part of the school and whatnot. So just to help defray the cost of the transportation and whatnot. So.
Yeah.